This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What Hegseth got wrong talking to Anthropic? What happened? Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth reportedly pressured AI company Anthropic to remove restrictions on how the military can deploy its technology. The warning signals a growing tension between Silicon Valley's ethical guardrails and Washington's operational demands. Anthropic, known for building safety constraints directly into its AI systems, now faces a choice between federal access and its own foundational principles. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: when you hold power over someone, using that power as your opening move destroys the relationship and weakens your actual position. Hegseth reportedly issued a warning. Not a proposal, not a negotiation, a warning. That framing tells you everything about the communication strategy at work, and it is a losing one. The moment you signal do what we say or else, you force the other party into a corner. Cornered people do not cooperate. They comply minimally, publicly, and with maximum resentment. Anthropic's engineers and leadership will now find every legitimate way to drag their feet, and they will be right to do so. The deeper failure here is positional versus interest-based communication. Hegseth's reported approach state out of position give us unrestricted access. But the underlying interest is presumably something like we need AI tools that can operate effectively in high-stakes military environments without bureaucratic delay. Those are two very different things. One closes doors. The other opens a real conversation, where Anthropic might actually want to help solve the problem. What should have happened? A joint framing. Something like, we have operational needs your technology can serve. We also understand you have concerns about misuse. Let us build a framework together that addresses both. That sentence does three things. It acknowledges the other party's legitimacy. It establishes shared stakes. And it invites collaboration instead of compliance. That is not weakness. That is precision communication. The broader lesson for professionals is this authority is not a substitute for persuasion. If you have to use your leverage to force someone to the table, you have already lost the communication battle. Real influence happens before the ultimatum. It happens when you define the problem in a way that makes the other party want to solve it with you. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on framing difficult conversations gives you a framework for entering high-conflict discussions in a way that keeps the other person engaged rather than defensive. The difference between a warning and an invitation is almost always just word choice, but that word choice determines whether you get a partner or an adversary. The takeaway. Before your next high-stakes conversation with someone who has reason to resist you, write down one sentence that frames the problem as shared. Not here is what I need from you, but here is the problem we both have. Bring that sentence into the room first. Save your leverage for last, or better yet, never use it at all. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.